Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Well, we got some good vibes that started right here on our show on Monday morning. And that's when we gave away the tickets to see Jelly Roll in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center for Tap That Track.
Yeah, we had a lot of people enter to win. People were messaging in, hey, when are we going to announce?
Yep, 35,000 entries into the Tap That Track for Jelly Roll tickets. And the winner was a young man named Justin Farrow, who was super excited.
Yeah, I want to go to Florida.
Well, that's not the way you're supposed to say it, and that contest isn't until Friday.
Hilarious.
It's I want B105 to send me to Florida now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, all right, this is Justin Farrow, who is on the phone with us right now. And Justin, no, that's not that. But how about you say this? I want B105 to send me to to Jelly Roll now.
No way.
Yeah, you got him, man.
Yeah.
So Justin was super excited, screaming and yelling, telling us he's going to take his mom. And yesterday evening, I received just a wonderful email from Michael Farrow, who is Justin's dad, and he joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Michael.
Well, good morning.
And it sounds like after reading your email, there couldn't have been a more deserved person to get these Jelly Roll tickets to than your son, Justin. And you said you'd be more than happy to share with us what you said on that email. So tell us a little bit about Justin and why Jelly Roll is going to mean so much to him.
He wasn't a kid that just derailed and went the wrong way. Justin had to have a major back surgery at the age of 16. And his mom and I were divorced. And I honestly wasn't in the boy's life in his younger years. And I take all responsibility for that. But when they sent him home from the hospital, they sent him home with two huge bottles of pain pills. And that's what derailed Justin.
It's happened to so many. Yeah, I've heard this story before, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And for years, his mother was very, I'm going to say, naive to that life. And I tried to intervene as much as I could without getting her all mad and everything. And I seen what was going on. But Justin finally, when his daughter was born, entered into a clinic and got off of the street drugs.
Wow.
And that was one thing that triggered in his head. Hey, you know, I got it. This is stupid. I don't know what people understand about these clinics. They're supposed to help you. But he had been in this clinic for 13 years.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole time or in and out?
Every day.
Now, okay, so obviously there's a lot of people that have faced struggling, especially with addiction, and Jelly Roll being one of those people. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how that music resonates with your son?
Well, Justin got arrested, and while he was incarcerated locally, he identified with Jelly Roll. Somehow he got into Jelly Roll's music, and I talked to Justin about three times a week while he was incarcerated. He's like, Dad, man, you've got to listen to this music. You've got to listen to this. This is my life. Excuse me for breaking down. And I started listening to it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So when Justin got out, I took him to the concert here in Cincinnati. And, you know, like I mentioned in the email, we tried and tried to win the backstage passes because I just want to give that man a hug and thank him for saving my son's life.
Creating music that brought the two of you together.
Yes.
That's the power right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It Jelly's music and his ability to be so candid about his life resonates with so many people. And when we were down at the concert, I stood there and watched Justin sing and belt these songs out while I'm standing there crying. And it was just an amazing, amazing thing.
Amazing. Well, I'm telling you, we don't want to play favorites here ever at B105, but I sure am glad that Justin's name was randomly selected from the Tap That track to get to go see Jelly Roll, because it sounds like definitely couldn't have been a more deserved person to go.
Yeah, and like I said, I can't thank you all enough. I know it was a total random thing, and it was funny because we were together that Saturday. We'd gone to Edinburgh and ate the biggest tenderloin in the country, and we were tapping the tracks, and I had 138, and he had 100, and your radio station, Jelly's music, that all has compounded and helped him climb this ladder.
Amazing. Well, Michael, thank you for sharing this very special story on our Good Vibes this morning, and we're going to continue to pray for Justin and know that he's going to have a great time at that Jelly Roll concert.
Oh, absolutely, and like, you know, In the perfect world, Jelly will hear this, and maybe someday, hopefully, he and Justin and I will get the opportunity to meet him.
Well, we're going to make sure Jelly Roll hears this. We'll have it sent to him through his record label, but absolutely. But, hey, man, thank you for sharing with us this morning, Michael. What an amazing story.
Thank you. Thank you all for everything.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Jelly Roll, it's the Big Dave Show, 6:09, and happy Wednesday to you. And we are now just counting down the days until we send you on a B105 instant spring break. And we're going to tell you about that more here in just a second. But yesterday around this time, I was talking about my daughter, Dara. Xavier is on spring break right now. She has been down in Florida. I had not heard from her except when she got there on Sunday night. Monday, nothing. Yesterday, the floodgates opened, and I was tracking her.
We found out that he was tracking her, not through like a Snapchat, not through like an AirTag. You have access to her bank account.
Yes, I do.
So you can see what purchases she's made.
Yeah.
And it was odd to me because she was been there for a couple days and she's made one purchase for like $15.
$15 is what she had spent. Well, yesterday the floodgates opened because her and her three roommates there, Xavier, they all went to Disney.
Fine.
And her roommate, her actual roommate that lives with her in the same room, Julia, had never been before. So it was the first time for her.
That's always magical to go with somebody on their first trip.
Yep. So the purchases started. They were park hopping between Disney Hollywood Studios and Epcot. But I see later they went to the Magic Kingdom as well. Because
they're hitting it all up.
Yep. There was a charge for $26.70 from Gaston's Tavern. And she sent me a picture in front of Gaston's statue. Yeah, I love Gaston. Yeah. She also, I'm assuming that this one, $14.25, she bought some mouse ears because one of the pictures she sent, they all had mouse ears on. So,
are you sure that's not the $27 charge? How much does a mouse ear run?
They're not cheap.
I'm not sure. A popcorn cart, she charged $5.50.
Well, that's a cheap purchase for Disney.
Yeah, somewhere at the Emporium, she got $22 in. And then at Aloha Isle, $14.89. So that's not bad.
She's doing really well.
That's funny. Yeah. Track her with that.
And she sent me a picture of her eating a giant turkey leg.
Yum.
That's cool. I was like, because I had to ask him.
Might be the $14 charge.
That's probably from Gaston's Tavern because he's a guy that eats turkey legs, I think. So they're having a great time, and that's what all spring break is all about. And that brings us to this Friday morning at 7 here.
B105. B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
And it will happen this Friday, 7 o'clock. We're going to look and see who all is listening on our B105 app at that time.
Yeah, you thought it was creepy that Big Dave can track his daughter through a bank account. We can track you through this app.
No, don't say that.
Well, we can see that you're listening.
Yeah, but we don't know where you are. But you have a phone number in there, and we're going to start calling randomly. We're going to let it randomly pick the first one. We're going to call you after 7 o'clock on Friday morning, and you have to say this exactly when you answer the phone.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
That's it.
That literally has to be the words coming out of your mouth as soon as you pick up the phone. No, hi, hello, good morning, oh my gosh, this Big Dave, Florida, this, that. It has to be the exact phrase.
And if it's not, we're going to hang up and randomly select another person listening on the B105 app and call them and hope they do it. But the reason it's an instant spring break is because you will literally leave maybe 5 hours from then. I mean, 1:55, you will be wheels up at CVG on your way to Florida.
Yeah, you'll be watching the sunset with toes in the sand.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Friday morning, you better be listening on the B105 app and better make sure that your information on there, your registration is updated with your correct phone number, because we're going to send you to Florida that day. Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll see how it goes on Friday.
We'll pull it off, we hope. If you don't already have the B105 app downloaded and registered on your phone, that's all the more reason to do it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I've been in the Who Was Right last night courtroom this morning. We welcome Eric. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How you doing?
We're all right. You have got a big problem with your girlfriend, Sarah, and you're really not sure what you did wrong. And I think we're all going to know what you did wrong as soon as you tell us what happened.
I don't know. Oh, so Sarah and I were about to go on vacation, and I kind of told her, look, I'm excited. We're going to have experiences and have a good time, but you only get 5 pics a day from me. So I'm only taking 5 pictures a day. And
wait, do you mean like pictures with her? Like, is she like having you guys pose and 5 pics together?
No. I mean, like, she'll do her thing where she's like, hey, babe, get a picture. For me taking a picture of her, I'm only willing to take 5 pictures a day of her, because you know she'll pose it up and then be like, I didn't like that pose, or you know,
she's got to do it for the gram.
Right, but it's like if we're on vacation, part of it is to get away from like all that other stuff. So I just said you only get 5 pics a day. And I guess that kind of bothered her, and she seems to be upset at me, but I think I'm in the right. I want us to experience the trip. I want us to experience each other on the trip, not just trying to take pictures to impress other people. Like, that's not the point of vacation, or shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's to make memories is the point of the vacation. And what if you do more than 5 things a day that makes great memories and you want to look back and look at, like, see the wonderful experiences you had? But, oh, we didn't take a picture because we took 5 in the morning and none in the afternoon.
Okay, I get that. But for me, it's only 5 pics of her a day. So we can, a beautiful sunset, I'll take a picture of that.
There you go.
But it's when she's like, my hair, when she wants to change up the pose, and then it gets to be, oh, a car went past, or, oh, did you get the kid in there? Or, you know, I don't want to be spending all that time getting the perfect picture of her.
Well, maybe you need to be like Statman. When Stat takes a photo of me, I got to give him credit here. Because, you know, any pic I hate, I typically, you know, we're all self-critical or whatever. But Stat moved the camera around to different angles, and then he just hands me the phone back. And usually I find one I like, I think.
Like 5 different pics.
Yeah. Now, Eric, are you talking 5 different instances or pictures? Like Ashley just said, Stat will take multiple of her in different angles. Are you talking instances or pics?
I'm talking pics. That's what I'm talking about.
What I'm saying is 5 instances. Like, there's something going on. She wants a picture by. Are you just going to take one and be done? Or are you going to give her multiples to choose from, but it only counts as one?
I only want to take one.
Okay.
My gosh.
All right. Well, you're a stickler. All right. Do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury?
My closing argument is be in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on vacation with someone you love, just be with them. I'm fine with taking pictures of other things, but when it becomes a photo shoot session at every stop, it becomes frustrating for one of the partners, because one of the partners isn't there for the photo shoot. One of the partners is there for the experience and us experiencing it together.
Okay. So All right. Statman, where are you at?
I don't know how you think you could get by doing one and done. I mean, I think you're also limiting your fun by putting rules on it. Like, just be in the moment. Maybe you take more photos, maybe you don't. It's not like you got to roll a film where you can only take so many. You can delete the ones you don't like and let her do all the photo editing. if it's important to her. So I'm on her team here, man. I think you need to lighten up.
Ashley.
I'm going to go Team Sarah, too, because I already know when I'm on vacation, like on a beach, that first pick is not going to be it. I'm going to need a couple. And if you're my boyfriend, I hope that you're going to do that for me. I mean, is that too much to ask?
I don't think so. I mean, wait till you guys are married and you have kids, man. You'll be snapping 30 pics every hour.
I can't wait to hear Big Dave's answer.
All I'm going to say is, and this is it, I don't know how women survived back in the Instamatic days where you took a picture and you didn't know what it was going to look like until you drove to the photo mat or Walgreens or wherever. Had it developed. And then got in your car and hoped for red lights so you could look at your pictures on the drive home. You got what you got then. You got a picture, and if you didn't get a do-over in that location when it was that. So I don't know how girls survived back then.
Why you see so many old photos of women with their eyes closed.
They probably survived a lot easier because they weren't posting it for the world to see and judge.
All right.
But they still made photo albums. I mean, that was still a thing. So, it just wasn't on Facebook.
We got two with Sarah, and you got me going, listen, if I hand you my phone to take a pic, I want one pic. Don't take 90. Okay, that's all. That's the end for me there. So it's two for Sarah and me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Let's go to the phone, 749-B105 and through the B105 app, okay?
Great.
And just so you know, you can upload photos through the B105 app for us to see.
Okay, more vacation pics.
He's just trying to see your girlfriend in a bikini. Come on, Dave.
Send me a couple of the ones that Sarah didn't like.
Oh my God.
I'm so lonely over here. Good luck, Eric.
Dave.
All right, through the app and at 749-B105 right now. There's not a line available, so keep trying. It's 733.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Eric, who is about to go on vacation with his girlfriend Sarah. But beforehand, he has laid down the law. He will only take 5 pictures of her each day. You know, she wants them for social media, her little photo shoot. He's like, you get 5, and then I'm done.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm going to need more than 5.
All right. We'll start with Rebecca and Amelia. She's a big Team Sarah, and why is that?
I'm big Team Sarah because, one, when me and my husband go on vacation, he loves taking pictures of me. He actually takes too many pictures of me. But if you're on vacation, why take pictures of statues and cruise ship or something? Those pictures won't mean anything if there's no one in the picture.
Yeah, I guess you could just Google the monument or statue or whatever.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Monica from Williamsburg is on Team Eric, and why is that?
Because you should be in the moment.
Live in the moment, not on the gram.
It's hard sometimes. I do catch myself like at a concert or something, like to put my phone down and be in that moment.
Jason is on Team Eric. Why is that?
Yeah, I think too many people are self-centered. They need to put their phone down and enjoy the company that's in front of them.
Oh.
Yeah, live in the moment.
I'm so guilty.
Sounds like you've got a problem with this.
Yeah.
A personal problem. Enough.
Hey, look, you come to my dinner table, you're going to put your phone down. We go out to eat, you're going to put your phone down. And we go out on vacation, put the phone down. Enjoy the people that are in front of you. Don't worry about everybody else.
Unless you're putting on that B105 app, then, you know, you crank it up.
That's right, Stat, man.
There you go.
Thank you, Jason. Now we go to Zach from Cincinnati, who is on Team Sarah. Why is that?
Well, here's the deal. I think Sarah just wants to get some good pictures of herself. And if there's no one to take, like, who else would take good pictures of her than her boyfriend? So I think he should be happy to take those pictures of her as many times as she wants, because chances are, whenever she posts to wherever she posts to, it's going to be a mixture of pictures of her and him. So I personally would like to be the one taking those pictures of my girl. So I'm Team Sarah all the way.
You make a good point. I wonder how that dude, Eric, would feel if Sarah went over to the lifeguard and had the lifeguard take pictures of her in her bikini.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want my wife asking a stranger to do it. I'd want to do it. I know it's his girlfriend, but my wife, same thing, whatever.
Amen.
Yep, there you go. Thank you, Zach.
Amen.
And let's close it out with Virgil. Virgil, are you Team Eric or Team Sarah?
I don't know, really. I mean, how do you improve on perfection? If you're ugly, you're ugly. If you're fine, you're fine.
Oh, no.
How about that, boys?
Wow.
Do I get a bozo bump for that?
That might be the greatest Who Was Right last night answer ever. Thank you so much, Virgil.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
That's tremendous.
The Big Dave Podcast.
It's spring break right now. We got the big instant spring break coming up on Friday. We're going to tell you more about that in just a second. But we've been sharing some of our spring break stories, and Statman has given us a choice of three that we can choose from for his next one. One is called Jellyfish.
Yep.
One is called Almost Dying, and another one, Dine and Dash. So I don't know how to. Let's see. Hang on. We're going to spin. Jellyfish.
All right. Let's see. This was spring break at Daytona Beach.
Okay.
Oh, we went there, and my buddy and I, we get to the hotel. We just dropped our bags, threw on our swim trunks, and ran right into the ocean, and instantly ran into a whole school of jellyfish. I mean, our legs just start. We're like splashing around. We're in the moment, and all of a sudden, he's, ow. Oh, ow. Ow. What's this? Something slimy. He ran out. My buddy Paul Smith, who's now a Cincinnati police officer, had a jellyfish wrapped around his leg and brought it to the shore.
Oh, my gosh.
So the next thing, we're like, oh, my God, we got to pee on each other.
Yikes.
Yes.
No, you did not.
So we totally did. And then the lifeguard comes over and yells at us like, you can't be doing that on the beach. Here's some other stuff to squirt on you. And it was like vinegar or something else. And he almost like called the cops on us.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they run into that all the time. But I mean, that's what you see everybody say you have to do.
That's what they did on Friends.
Yeah, it neutralizes the venom or the poison of the jelly roll.
And I don't know if it
or the jelly roll, the jellyfish. Just to clarify, jelly roll was not wrapped around your friend's leg.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Oh, it was miserable. And then the rest of the week, we had like marks on our legs.
I was gonna say, did it ruin the rest of your trip? Like, you know, being in the sun or getting back into the ocean? That was probably done for,
no,
right?
No, we just erased those memories with a whole lot of alcohol.
That's the way to do it. So that's what spring. That's the jellyfish story right there. Thank you, Steph.
B105. B105 wants to send you on an instant spring break to Florida.
All right. So you can make memories, hopefully better than that, on your instant spring break, because we're going to give this away Friday morning right here on B105. And the catch is, it's an instant spring break, so that means you will literally leave Friday
that
afternoon.
Day. You have to be listening on the B105 app, and we have the technology here to see who's listening. We're going to randomly select somebody, give you a call, and there's something specific you have to say.
Exactly. You don't say anything other than this when you answer your phone.
I want B105 to send me to Florida now.
Simple as that.
So don't tell us good morning. Mm-mm. Don't be fangirling over Big Dave.
Oh, is this B105? Click. We're hanging up and calling the next person. I mean, yes, we don't want to be rude, but, you know, time's a-wasting because you will be wheels up from CVG at 155 Friday afternoon on your way to Florida.
And this is non-transferable. So you win it, you take the trip. So tell your neighbors are going to have to feed the dog. Maybe your aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, watch the kids, whatever you got to do. But have your bags packed on Friday and ready to go.
And you saw some people on Facebook saying they are already taking care of things in case they do win.
Yes. And if they don't win, grandma and grandpa still going to keep the kids for the weekend. It's going to be date night.
All right. So starting this Friday morning at 7 o'clock, make sure the way you're listening is on the B105 app. And if you don't already have it, download it, register it on your phone. If you already do, make sure your info is up to date, specifically that phone number.
Yeah, make sure your boo thing is also, you know, going to be able to take off work. You get to take someone with you.
Your boo thing?
Yeah, your plus one.
I know. Well, I
just, what's wrong with boo thing?
Just two words I never thought I'd put together. I mean, more info at V105.com.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on V105.
And this morning we have Zach from Amelia. He is a father of three. He is an apprentice electrician. So, Zach, are you following around a certified electrician and just learning the tools of the trade there?
Most of the time.
Yeah? You ready to make the big bucks? Because electricians, plumbers, man, they can just cash.
I'm trying.
Well, that's what you're on the way to. All right, buddy, let's get that dad joke of the day now.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
I don't know.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Because it got mugged.
Got mugged. All right. All right, Zach. I hope you're better at electric work than you are dad jokes, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too, bud.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Time to grab another member and get them enshrined into our B105 Country Club. And this morning from Cincinnati, we got Sammy Schloss here with us. Schloss. I'm going to say it right. I keep putting an S-H on the end, Sammy. I can't say your name. Sammy Schloss.
It's hard to pronounce, but you got it.
You just want to put, you want to say Schloss.
Coming from the guy that does words for a living.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Miss Perfect over there.
Oh, yeah, him perfect.
Sammy, we're just going to call you that from now on. Welcome into the B105 Country Club.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, so you're a U.S. mail carrier. You know sign language and Braille. Can you talk to basically anybody and everybody?
So I have to brush up on my sign language skills, but I know, like, basic sign language Braille. I mean, I taught myself Braille, and it is harder than the sign language.
Wow.
I guess you got practice to get good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Now, why would you learn sign language and Braille? Why did you do this?
I had a friend, a neighbor, and she was deaf, blind, and mute, like Helen Keller. So,
why?
Wow.
Yeah. I've grown up with her, and she's like a sister to me. And so, yeah.
Well, that's awfully sweet of you to do that so you could communicate with her, because that's got to be a lonely world to live in.
Yes. Yeah, she has her brothers and her mom and dad, but...
Oh, good.
How long have you been delivering the mail?
I started in August of last year.
Oh, so not too long.
No.
Get a lot of steps in and probably work up an appetite for that. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food, I have to go with, like, Skyline. I mean, I had gastric sleeve actually a year ago, and... I have lost over 165 pounds.
Wow. So. Yes. Wow. Heck yeah. I've been following your journey on Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
Can I ask, is that why you decided to get a job as a mail carrier? Because you'd be walking a lot?
Yes. I wanted to stay in shape, and I love walking and being outside. So I chose this path, and I love it.
Right. On your entry, you say you got the best belly smacker y'all can come see sometime. What are you talking about?
So we have a pool in my dad's backyard, and everybody comes over, you know, we're the fun house, and I will literally run and do a belly smacker into the pool, and everybody loves when I do it.
Man, does it hurt?
Does that hurt? I'm like, no.
Wow. You got the technique right down.
I guess so.
All right, Sammy. Well, you seem to be a very wonderful individual, and we're glad to have you in the B105 Country Club. Last thing we need to do is get you a song. What do you want to hear?
Can you do Heart Like a Truck by Lainey Wilson?
Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, let's do it for you right now. And Sammy Schloss, welcome to the B105 Country Club.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.